of Chazara, we obviously started talking about Tochacha because of Parshas Noach and the absence of Tochacha. Harbi Rebach Batzalafan of Noach doesn't speak in the entire Parsha to anybody, even when he curses or blesses his son. Yafta Lekim the Ephes Yishkon Be'ol Yishem Yichanan Eved Lamo, speaking about them, not to them. And there's a real failure here in terms of engaging, and that's really probably the primary symptom, the difference between Avram and Noach. Avram, all over the place, is Ve'ikrasham Avram B'Shem Hashem. So we started talking about the mitzvah of Tochacha. We noted that there are two different Gemaras which give different shiurim in terms of the limits of Tochacha. The Gemara in Erechin says, Lo sisa lav ched, yachol panav mishtanim, the yisr of halbanas pechav erabim. Then there's the Gemara in Yevamos, which has a different shiur, which is basically you have to figure out whether it's going to be effective or not. So Ephraim, just remind us of the chinuch. So the chinuch says, you know, you shouldn't take it easy on yourself, right? You shouldn't, A, be cynical about Klal Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Cain B'nai Yisrael, Lo Shemu Eloi, right? He was punished with Tzara'as. And you should also be tachon in Hashem, that he's going to allow your message to be effective. So, you know, you shouldn't just, you know, automatically draw the conclusion that, you know, it's not going to be effective. And yesterday what you pointed out was Shitas HaRambam is really a fascinating one based on the notion of the parallel between which two mitzvos? Hashavas Aved and Tochacha, because Tochacha is a version of Avedas Gufo, and we tried to actually bring a riot to that because the Rambam says of the 3 days in the Gemara in Erchin, Ad Heichan Tochacha, how do you have to give Tochacha? So one day is Ad Nazifa, they start yelling at you, then there's one Ad Klala, and the Rambam takes the most machmer view, right, actually Ad Haka'a, and that is a parallel to the din in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dafayin Gimel about what Vashivo Solo Avedas Gufo requires, right? Lo Samadal Dam Reacha tells you you have to spend your money and you have to be mechazer al kolat stud in the Megar Agra. But in terms of putting your body at risk, right, to, you know, save somebody's life. So that could be in the physical sense. That could certainly be in the spiritual sense as well. Send this back to Shlomo. So the Rambam says Ad Haka, which we thought is a very important marker. So now, let me just show you another Gemara in Erechin, again, from the same section, Daf Tezayin of Beis, setting up the Rambam for the beginning of next week. Again, there's just so much to do here. But I wanted to point out one thing about the Gemara, because this is the source of the machlokes that the Rambam paskins, so to speak, l'chumran. And heichan tochacha, Rav amar ad akah, Shmuel amar ad klala, Rabbi Yochanan amar ad nezifa. So typically we have Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav, this isn't Dini Mamanos, but Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's part of the anomalies, anomaly in terms of the psak of the Rambam. Kitanai, Rabbi Lezer omer ad akah, Rabbi Shua amar ad klala, ben azay omer Ad Nizifa. Okay, so Amr of Nachem, Yitzch, Shoshan Mikra, Chadarshu, Vaicharav Shaul, Vionasan, Vayomelo ben Navas, Amardus, Uchsiv, Vayatel Shalos, Achanis, Alav, Lehakosol, Lamanda, Maradaka, Dixiv, Lehakosol, Lamanda, Marad Klala, Dixiv, Lavosha, Chavoshes, Erbasi Mecha, maybe the most graphic insult in all of Tanakh, Lamanda, Marad Nizifa, Dixiv, Vaicharav Shaul. So, Lamanda, Marad Nizifa, Yochanan, who says Nezifa, which is again one of the shitos in the Tanoim as well, the shita of Ben Azai, Haksiv Hakal Luklala. So this is a very important line. Shani Hasam the Agav Chavivusa Yisera the Habibe Lihonasan Bidavid Masar Nafshe Tvei. So this is very important. He says that Yonasan went even further, right, in terms of trying to stick up for David when Shaul had the Ruach Ra. So Masar Nafshe Tvei. So again, you could just read this in a very limited and narrow sense of the Gemara. We're just explaining that he's saying, oh, there's no Raya from David and Yonasan because that was an exceptional case. But the standard requirement that the Torah would have would just be Ad Nezifa, when the person starts getting angry at you or maybe even, you know, yelling at you. You know, Targum Unklus on the Pasuk is Vayigarbo Aviv, when Yaakov scolds Yosef for his dream, is Vinazav Bey. Okay, so again, the point really is that you can read the Gemara in a narrow sense. But you see, what I'm going to try to do here is not do that, and read the Gemara in a more ambitious sense. And see, what the Gemara is actually pointing out is that it's very hard to determine that there's one shear of a tochacha, because a lot of it has to do with the relationships that are involved, right? And the relationship between David and Yonasan could have been an independent mechayev to go even further, right? It talks about, you know, being an avas nafsho kind of a situation. And that itself made Gufa create a different chiyev. It wasn't just that, okay, Yonasan was being machmir and he was putting himself at greater risk for David. But it could be that the shear of tochacha depends on what the nature of the relationship is. And that, I think, is a very, very important thing where the Gemara builds in kinds of flexibility. Okay, so now let's bring the Rambam in Deos. The Rambam is first going to relate to the first half of the pasuk. Lo sisnas achicha bilavecha hocheach tocheach samisecha lo sisalavchid. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam already referenced this. Lo sisnas achicha bilavecha. You could allow the sinah to build up in your heart, or you could verbalize things properly, like the Rashi says in the context of Avimelech and Avram. Veochiach Avram is Avimelech. Right, tochacha maybe lidei shalom. Very, very important. So let's take a look at the Rambam. Kol asoni yachon Yisrael b'liba over b'losa station emar lo sisna zachicha b'levech v'in lokin alav zelapin shein bo ma'isa. Right, it's a paradigmatic, you know, matter of deos. V'lo yisira torah lal sinna shebalev aval makes chavero, which is clearly aser v'mecharfo, which is also terrible. Avo b'shein orash shein over mishum lo sisna. Kshiyachta ish liish lo yisti menu v'yishto k'moshin emar b'rishayim v'lo diber avshal mishamnu m'um alibra v'atov ki sanei avshal mishamnon. And of course, how does that story end? You know, with horrible violence. Ela mitzvah lav lehodio. V'lomar lo lama sisi likach v'kach v'lama chatas ali b'dvar ploni. Shenemar, hocheach tochiach es amisecha. V'im chazer v'ikesh v'ne limcho lo tzarech limcho v'lo yeh mochel achzari. Where do we have that same lashon of the Rambam that a person who refuses to be mochel achzari? Where else? In the literature of the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, of course, right? Shenemar v'yispilel Avraham el Elohim v'yirpalehim es Avimelech v'esishto v'esamu savayuledu. So the point that the Rambam begins with, and again, we'll just build from here, is that there is a link between lo sisna sachicha b'avech and ocheach tochiach samisecha. If you're not going to do tochacha, don't only think that you're damaging the person who would have otherwise been the recipient of your tochacha, you could have corrected him, but who's also going to pay a price for it? You, right? Because it's inevitable. That's what the Rambam was talking about in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Ad sheyisha'er, ad sheyisha'er davar b'nafsho, because it's going to build up. So anytime there's a kind of a personal affront, it's very healthy to have what we call a candid and a frank conversation. Again, it doesn't have to be overly accusatory. It doesn't have to be that you're, you know, degrading a person. But it's important to open up a line of communication so the situation doesn't build up. Right? It's not just in the interest of the person who is going to, you know, receive the tochacha and give them an opportunity, you know, to you know, apologize sincerely, but it's also going to prevent an iser daraisa of lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha. So tochacha is also an opportunity for the mochiach. Okay, the Rambam wants to start there. I think that's a very important thing. It's good for a person themselves. So just like it's bad for a person not to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and it's bad for a person not to engage in the mitzvah of Avashivoso Lo, of Avedas Gufo, right? So there's another sense in which it's bad for a person not to engage in Tochacha, that it's spiritually unhealthy for a person. Now again, we're going to see how the Rambam equally builds in a limit to this as well. If the recipient is in such a position where the Rambam calls it a head yod gamor, so then maybe we can begin to factor in kach mitzvah shalom lamar davar sheno nishma. But again, it's very important to appreciate this linkage as well. Okay, wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. We obviously have a lot to do next week in terms of tochacha. Again, we're hoping to get to Mila as well, but you know, we have a lot of parshios and brachos that don't have an obvious mitzvah, so you know, maybe we'll make things up later also. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.